heard of both, but I wanted to learn more.
I'm actually also familiar with both. I work with both, and I'm interested in another point of view and experience.
Well, I'm interested in anything that can help in actually making this transformation into a Thiel organization. That's where my interest is.
I'm working with my husband in our own company, in our own organization, and we're working with Holacracy and stuff. And so we use Thiel tools. I couldn't say that everybody's Thiel, that would be very exaggerated, but I'm interested in the appreciative inquiry to get more in contact with the people.
I'm passionate about both Thiel and AI, and in one title presented by you made me come.
So I would like to change my organization I work in to become a Thiel organization. So that's for the first part, and I didn't know anything about appreciative inquiry. So I want to learn.
So me too, I know nothing about appreciative inquiry, so I'm curious.
Okay. Should I speak? Or?
Hello.
Okay, well, I'm interested in this workshop because I'm doing PhD research on Thiel organization and trying to detect these practices in social enterprises.
I'm curious about this workshop because I have heard of appreciative inquiry in relation to a course I did on integral facilitation. So I just want to see what your thoughts are on that as well.
I'm really interested in Thiel organizations. I'm trying to work a little bit of that into organizations that I work with. I have never done appreciative inquiry, and I would love the experience of that.
I'm kind of familiar with both AI and Thiel, but I know that connection or combination of this concept I'm interested in.
Okay, thank you. Would you like to say, the question was, what brought you here, you know?
The word appreciative. I don't know what appreciative inquiry is, but just seeing the word appreciative made me very intrigued to see what this would be about.
Okay, Natasha, accept my invitation. Do you have any?
Yeah, definitely I would like to try something new in our company, which is striving to become Thiel. So maybe we'll just find out about a new tool.
Thank you. Because, you know, it has to be with the expectation and the readaptation of the workshop in case we had something different. So what I would like to ask just one person, do we have somebody who is not familiar with what Thiel means, with the Thiel organizations? Okay, two. Who feels more confident or would like to give a short explanation to see if we speak a common language in order to start, to say something about Thiel, what Thiel means for you? Just one. Who would like to say something? A very small explanation.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'll try. So Thiel for me means that it's a different way of working together. It's a way of working together where we are all at par, we're all equal in the sense that we're equal contributors. There may be natural hierarchies, but it's not the traditional hierarchical system. And it's based on three pillars on this self-organizing. It's based on wholeness, you know, all the methods about wholeness, and on purpose. So shared purpose, in a nutshell, that's what I would say. So it's really a different way of working together, like an organism that's adaptive. And you will have whatever hierarchy that you may need in a specific instance. So it's natural hierarchies rather than predefined ones. When you're done leading something, you sit down, which I'm demonstrating here.
It's okay. I want you to benefit as much as possible to give you a very, very small theoretical background about appreciative inquiry and mainly to work and, you know, to put on action the appreciative way. So we will do it really fast to focus attention on the important things. So a few words about appreciative inquiry. It is an envisioning process. It is a future-oriented process. Appreciative inquiry is focused on solutions and not on problems. I will show you afterwards. So, what I have done, because I fall in love with appreciative inquiry since 2000, when I was doing my PhD, suddenly I discovered a completely new world, and since then I was developing it all the time, adding solution-focused methods, systemic approaches, cognitive behavior methods, and other things. So all these years, the last 18 years, I developed it and I work on it all the time. And something I have added the last 10 years is also the mindfulness element. How important it is, plus the methods of participatory design, the art of hosting. So why I give you this light is because it is future-oriented. We work a lot with our visions, with our dreams, and so whatever it is in our attitude, it is reflected in our vision. So, and what we think come out with our words. It is not possible to say something if we don't think about it. The first one is something I wanted to ask you. Now, this is the most basic constellation that somebody can do. In order to see where we are as a team, I would kindly ask you to stand up and ask yourself how positive attitude in your life you really have. So in case you are extremely positive, stay here. In case you are really less positive, stay here. Would you like to stand up just for 1 minute? Wherever you feel.
Lowest.
This is also something to see how much attention you put on me and how tired are you. Yes. It has to do with learning types, kinesthetic, visual and acoustic. So I receive information from you with this. Okay, so now everybody knows where you are. You may sit, thank you. The reason I did this is because if you use appreciative inquiry with your teams, you may find resistance. Why? Because people are quite used to speak about their problems, not about their strengths. And appreciative inquiry is strongly strength-based approach. So, what appreciative inquiry says, a few minutes of theory, is that we focus on, when we speak about change, we have two chances. One is to focus on what is wrong and do less of it, and the other one to focus on what is right and do more of it. It is like the most simple paradigm example with the glass. If we see the glass half empty, it is the root cause of failure. If we see it half full, it is the root cause of success. And this is different, and also Einstein was saying that if we see the world from the same level of consciousness, nothing will happen. No problem can be solved. If we see it in a new, different way, we can achieve miracles. So we have a few principles here. The first one says that the way we know is faithful. I can send you the slides, don't write. The second one says that change begins at the moment we ask a question. It is inquiry-based, question-based. A nice question brings a nice answer. And that organizations move to the direction of what we inquire about. And also the poetic principle that organizations are an open book. The anticipatory principle that, you know, changes in active images of the future. And it is based and grounded from our best experiences from the past and the present. And finally, the positive principle. The more positive the question is, the greater and the long-lasting change. I'm not going to repeat this. I will send you this slide. I would just want to tell you the five principles with different words. The first one says that words create worlds. The second one says that inquiry creates change. We can choose what we study. The image inspires action. And the positive questions leads to the positive change. What is the difference? I go very fast because I want you to practice and not to stuck on theory. Okay, if you want to ask me something, please interrupt me anytime. I don't mind. So the traditional approaches, the problem-solving approaches, say that first what we do, we have an issue, okay, a challenge. We identify the problem. In appreciative inquiry, what we do is to do the first step to discover, to appreciate what gives life. Then the traditional approach says make an analysis. Here we do the dreaming process, the envisioning process. Then we use the traditional action planning in order to find the solution. In appreciative inquiry, we see how to make our dream true. And finally, what the traditional approaches say is that organizations are problems to be solved. And in appreciative inquiry, we say that organizations are a solution, a mystery to be embraced. This is the same. This is the scheme. It is the 4D model, which is the discovery, the one, the dream, the second. The third one is the design, which is, with other words, the appreciative action planning. And the final one is the destiny, the implementation phase, how to become sustainable. And because, you know, one picture is 1,000 words, what I just told you, you can see it in this wonderful picture that I recently found it. We discover to see what is going on. We dream. And when we do the dreaming exercise, which is the most important, you will see how liberating it is, because when we dream, we cannot think, this is not proper, it cannot happen. Because, you know, we don't put our cognition, we let our creativity, innovation, and imagination free. Then it is the design, as we said, the action plannings and so on. And then we put our seeds after the end of this process. I'm not sure if you will have time to go more than this, but I will give you some tips to continue alone and to get inspiration from your colleagues. Now, because it is very important to be present and very aware, I would like to ask you to have a moment of silence with some very, very short 2-minute meditation. But what I want you to do, if you are not familiar with Raja Yoga, I want to do this technique with open eyes. It is much more difficult. Usually, when you are in silence, when you rest, when you do mindfulness techniques, you close your eyes, because it is quite easier to concentrate. When you do it with open eyes, and you need to be focused, centered to yourself, it's much more difficult. And what I would like you to do, because I want, if possible, to continue to do it the rest of the time, to focus on three things. First, to be connected with yourself. Second, to be connected with what you believe, your divine God, inner power, I don't mind. And the third one, with the environment. I want three things the same time. And I just give you 1 minute of silence, because after this, we go to the first exercise, and I will challenge you to do the exercise fully focused, centered, and aware. Okay, so. Okay, you are connected with yourself. Connected with the divine, with the God, with the power, whatever you believe, because somebody can be completely atheist. So we deeply respect everything and everybody. And the third one, connection with the environment. Okay. Empty your mind and be aware. 1 minute. And we start. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. It was really short, but it is something than nothing. Now I would like you to be in couples. Find your couple, another peer. And I would like to do this exercise. This is the discovery phase. What you have to do, we don't have much time, so I would recommend to start from the second one directly. What are the things you value deeply about yourself and your work? Find the core value, and also three wishes that you may have about your organization or yourself. I have two, three papers here that you can do. You will change roles, 10 minutes each, 10 minutes the listener, 10 minutes the speaker. The listener, I would like to help the other person to speak as much as she or he can. Okay. Record your results, and maybe if we have time, we can share some thoughts. I couldn't find printing machine, so I have just three of them. You can some of them you can use them. The rest you need to write them. If you have any question, please let me know. 10 minutes each. Okay. How was this very, very small experience for you with this exercise? Yes?
It was different from usual speaking about the problems. So it was seeing the good things. So it was interesting.
There's an element of energizing and of creating... sort of a positive vibration. That's what's happening with that.
I like the fact that when we started talking, when I was thinking about what is most important thing for me, I was thinking so much and saying so many things. And finally, in the end, when we were speaking about something spontaneously, I came to write word. What I really, really wanted, what is really important for me. And it came very naturally when we speak about something else. So I was like, nice. Thank you.
What struck me was I'm working with a team which are particularly difficult right now, and I worked that inquiry into that, my work with them. And instead of holding it quite kind of contracted, I began to kind of smile and see possibilities. So I really saw that, yeah. So, yeah,
Sharing is one of the most important things. Fortunately, the taster of the taster doesn't give us time for it. And I will proceed to the next step. Regarding this step, the first step, the one we did, it is a wonderful way for team building in case you have issues at your work to increase the confidence of the people, especially when they feel underestimated. If you create a small process, it can really make the difference. Now, as you see, we go so fast that there is no time to absorb it. But imagine that if you do this process and you take your time and then you do the sharing, you will have 89% better outcomes. One of you, I would like to share the positive attitudes, the abilities and the values that she or he observed with the peer. Who would like to do it? At least to do one, a small taster. This part is named ability spotting. It is nice when you do this exercise to write it in post-its and in stickers and to give it to the other. It really works.
So with my partner, I have seen as a positive attitude her ability to listen to me very fully. So she was very present in listening to me. Abilities and skills to address questions, relevant ones. To use intuition in making comments or addressing questions. And as values, I guess maybe, I don't know, could be, I think people are, I don't know, people working together, so the idea of togetherness, it's a value for the lady I work with. It's just my supposition. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Now I go very fast to the next one. What Marcel Plus was saying, that the real act of discovery, because that one was the discovery process, consists not finding something new, but to see what we have with new eyes. I will send it to you. So, I'm not going to talk about this, I will also send it. Appreciative inquiry, it became from David Copperiter from Ohio, Case Western University, but because I'm from Greece, I found the source, and it comes from Socrates. Because what it is the appreciation. When you say something nice, this is healing. And you know, it is the most liberating thing for the soul. It is in moral Nicomachia of Socrates. However, what I'm going to say about this, it looks, many people say this is too soft, this is for NGOs. No, it works perfectly and it is scientifically proven. And you know, especially for the big five and so on, I give also some special metrics. So, a very, very short theory to see, to go to the next step, because some of you don't know the appreciative inquiry. As we said, we need to seek the root cause of success, not the root cause of failure. This is the number one goal. Then we have two laws. What we look for is what we find. The question we ask determines the questions we get. It is like action learning and other techniques. Then, where we think we are going is where we end up. So take care what you say. Finally, this is also was inspired by the Makalu model from Tibet. If you look for problems, you find more problems. If you look for success, you find more success. And if you have faith in your dreams, you can accomplish miracles. You have to say this to your trainees or colleagues in case you want to do this. Something regarding the traditional model and the appreciative inquiry model. The traditional models, what actually we grew up is that the stories of the past create the present. This is what we were always learned. Appreciative inquiry model says that stories from the future create the present and that dreams are the moving motivating power. And like a mentor I had from UK that he's not in life anymore, he was saying that every problem is a frustrated, unfulfilled dream. For me, this makes really a lot of sense. Now, I would like to do exactly the same in couples and be as precise as possible. I want you to think how you can create resilient and successful team organizations and communities. Imagine that now it is year 2021, okay? You just woke up from a deep sleep. You go to sleep, you wake up, and it is 2021, 3 years ahead. What is happening? How the world is different? How is your organization contributing to the new world? And the rest. I want to give you some instructions for this. And before I give you this, in order to see the power of dream, if Martin Luther King was saying, I have a strategic plan and not a dream, you can imagine what would happen. So, what I want you to do, both, is to be free, to be open to ideas. Don't think, this is not logical. Don't put your cognition. Don't think that, okay, this is too much. Of course, if you say that I want to become a cosmonaut, you have to explain afterwards how did you succeed. If you want to say that I want to become a pink elephant, that means you want to go to make your ears bigger, to become pink like Michael Jackson came white and so on. But, you know, try not to make ridiculous the process. Think big, but something that will really work. And also, please, this is very important, discuss your ideas in present terms. Now it is 2021, okay? It is not 2018. And you have already achieved. You have your TIL organization. How did you succeed? The other person, in case the listener, will help with these questions, okay? So, 15 minutes each, maximum, because I want to give you the last tip before we say goodbye. This is the most important part, okay? If you have any questions or you find any issue and you need help, ask me.
They know it in prior.
Yes, how they long know it will take. Yes. Let's say I'm a customer. I say, hey, Mark, I really like what you're saying. I want you to come into my organization and do this.
I can do it briefly. I have done it many times in 6 hours and in one day.
Okay.
But, you know, in order to gain the biggest outcomes, the more time you have, the better it is.
So a minimum of 2 days, I'm thinking, to do it.
A better taster that after this they want to do something, it can take 6 hours, from 6 hours. But please gain your time now.
Yeah,
no, and after this, when we finish, because now to do it in 10 minutes, it is almost impossible. But yes. That needs at least 10 times more. You need to get deep in details in each question. And then your interviewer has to challenge you to speak, to say more. Because the more you say, the better will be afterwards in the design process, in the appreciative action planning. that we are not going to do it. I will just show you a little bit how it is in a few minutes. Somebody else would like to say something before we proceed for a few minutes?
I like this wonder question. I practice it often as a coach as well, to open the perspectives and to have a real space for new visionary elements. And this has happened in the sentences in the talk we had. It was quite amazing. If you start to talk about in the present tense about the future, it will run. It will come more and more and more. And so, thanks, Natasha. She noticed, I think, 3 or 4 pages. So let's see. I will get it as a result. Thanks again.
Thank you. Ideally, 2 to 4 days. But corporates want to do something, and they want it yesterday. It is possible to have good outcomes from 1 to 2 days. And okay, I will pass everything in a hurry. And regarding the last step, because I don't want you to live here without having something deliverable, this question I give it usually in the destiny or delivery process, the last D. And it is taken from the focus solution therapy. They call them miracle questioning. So before we say goodbye, and I can answer any kind of question if there is something, I would like you to think 1 minute and share it with your colleague. And if possible, if you want to make it more coaching focused, commit yourself and say, when are you going to do it, and send an email or a call to the other one in order to ensure that you have created some collective commitment to do, because you did something for your till future. You did the impossible, actually, to say how you are going to do it, whatever you did, because you are incredible. But however, take 1 minute, think, share it with your colleague, and then we do the closing and we go for dinner. Okay, are you ready? Yes? So at least let's do a proper closing to make a round. Okay, I would like you to share the smallest step you are going to do, if you want to share it, and how do you feel?
How do you live from this place? How do you feel?
Okay.
Emotion, an idea, a word, something.
Okay, so I'm gonna publish my blog before day 15th of June, and I feel, in one word, movement.
So my smallest, fastest step is to book a date with my co-partner in the podcast we've just started to do at least a light version of the process we've done here, so that we've done that together. And I'm leaving here feeling like I have some new strategies that I have not had my attention on before, and I have a lot of appreciation for that.
My smallest and fastest step is to check my relationships and to see, to open the space and set up a small network. That's the idea. And I just arrived 10 minutes before you start here this session. So it's my first session on the conference, and really enthusiastic because I got some individual contribution for my work, what I would like to proceed with. Thanks a lot.
My next step is to hire a new finance guy. And I'm leaving inspired.
My next step is to record a conference on Integral in French and to put it on a meditation website. And I am a little bit tired because there will be some work to do.
My next step is to share my ideas with someone, and I'm leaving here feeling re-inspired.
So my smallest, fastest step is to integrate a scheduling software into my business, and I'm feeling hopeful.
I have no really step because I didn't get really through the process, but I am inspired and just thinking that I work with this system. So thank you for reminding.
The smallest step is to meet as many people as I can during these 5 or 6 days.
We agree about that one. And I would add maybe, actually totally agree with you.
My next step is to do this process with my partner. And what I wanted to announce, since I have the mic, is that there's the World Appreciative Inquiry Conference taking place next year in Nizza, in Nice, in the south of France, end of March. So if you Google World Appreciative Inquiry Conference, WAIC 2019, end of March in Nice, spring in France, hey, I mean, nothing more to add.
I will implement inspirational questioning in our company, and I'm leaving inspired.
The smallest and fastest step is when I get back home to incorporate this into my work and to use more integral in my work, and also to look for new opportunities, and that makes me feel very energized.
The smallest and fastest step for me is to mind map out my vision, and I'm leaving full of possibility.
So for me, it's clearing of my ancient task list, which pisses me off for some time.
For me, I live here with the confirmation, basically, of the path that I chose. So this was a confirmation. And the smallest and fastest step is to find the right partners. That's it.
The first step will be to create a vision board with the steps that I thought. And this was the idea that I took from my colleague.
So yes, I need to write down this vision in order to have something clear in front of me. And associated with it, I want to do my elevator speech because I don't have it ready. So no, and so I feel like, oh, I don't have time for any of this. But yes, that's my next step.
I leave from here really content, because I saw that you got some inspiration and it was useful for you. And whatever you want, please do not hesitate to get in touch with me. And if you need any help, I'm at your disposal. Thank you.